And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I cannot help but think about the interview that I had yesterday with Wybo. And what I loved about interviewing Wybo yesterday was that this guy is just the epitome of the American success story. Wybo, man, he just laid it all out for you. He just told you about his success story. But you didn't get the entire story. We didn't have enough time to really get into some of the nuts and bolts of his story. So what I thought about doing today was, well, because I was thinking about him all night long and I was thinking about him this morning before I came on the radio, I thought that what I would do was I would give you the rest of the story, to quote Paul Harvey. Okay, so what did you not get from the interview? Well, let me tell you some of the things that you probably did get from the interview, provided you listened to the interview. This guy is a rags to riches story. I mean, the guy grew up in a place called India. Now, if you know anything about the country of India, it's a pretty impoverished country. It really is. I mean, there are a lot of people in that country. They work really hard. There's a lot of outsourcing from America there. You know all about that sort of stuff with the tech industry and the call centers and things like that. But the thing about growing up in India, not that I grew up in India, but Wybo did, is that it's kind of an impoverished country. There's too many people for the amount of wealth to go around. Now, there are some wealthy people in India, but they are far, far and far outmatched by the people that don't have wealth. And Wybo, well, he was one of those guys. He was one of those guys that grew up in a kind of a mediocre existence. And one of the things that he did was he went to school in India to learn the tech industry. So he got involved with the tech industry in India. And after a couple of years, he had an opportunity to come to America. And he was able to come to America and study tech here in America. And in doing so, he was able to get himself a pretty decent job in America. Now, here's the thing. Even though he had a pretty decent job, he was living in a place called Northern California. Now, all you people in Northern California that are listening to my voice, I want you to pay attention. I want you to understand that many of you make really good money, but you live in a very, very expensive part of the country. So you have less money at the end of your month, even though you make really good money. And Wybo was one of those guys. He was one of those guys that had a little bit more month at the end of his money, and he was looking for side hustles. He was looking for extra ways to make money. So what did he do? Well, he gambled with things like Amazon Marketplace. He did all these different side businesses that many of you are probably doing now to try and bolster your income. And many of you are trying to find a way out of the rat race because that tech industry, especially in Northern California, it's a grind. It's a grind. We talked about that a little bit on yesterday's show, but it's a grind. Now, I have personal friends that are in that tech industry in Northern California. And when I talk to them, you know what they tell me? Dude, it's a grind. It's a grind. I mean, they work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then they're on call for the other 12 hours of the day. And in those other 12 hours of the day, they got to find some time to sleep. They got to find some time to eat. They got to find some time to spend with their family. They got to spend some time trying to live some form of lifestyle. But at the end of the day, they are leashed to their job. They really are. And it's a grind. And Wybo, I mean, he recognized that grind. I don't think the grind in Northern California was too different than the grind that he had in India. I think the big difference is he was making more money in Northern California than he did in India. But still, that good money wasn't enough to get him out of the rat race. So what did he do? Well, I told you. He was doing the side hustle thing. He was trying all these different things to try and make additional money and potentially get out of the tech industry. But here was his result. They all failed him. Every one of those side hustles failed him until he stumbled across something called real estate. Now, he bought real estate in Northern California. Now, he didn't buy real estate in the Bay Area where he lived, which was just crazy because they've got rent control. They've got all this other stuff going on in the Bay Area. Plus, here's the thing. If you're going to make cash flow in the Bay Area, you got to put an enormous amount of money down in order to have the property cash flow. So what he found was a place called Sacramento, California. And he was able to buy real estate assets in Sacramento, California. Now, he didn't start with multifamily real estate. He started with single family real estate. But there was a problem. He was putting a large amount of money down. He was putting 25% down on each of his investments. And even though they were cash flowing, he wasn't getting the rates of return that he could have made if he were a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And then it happened. And then he heard Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio. He heard our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, on the Del Walmsley radio show talking about different ways to invest in single family. And ironically, the light bulb went off in Wybo's head. He did not understand the power of something called hard money and the fact that by taking advantage of a hard money asset, you can put as little money as possible into a deal, meaning you're not putting 25% of your own money into a deal. And the other thing that he wasn't doing was he wasn't doing something called capturing equity. Now, I'll get into that a little bit later on to the show, but the point I'm trying to make is that he at least was buying assets that were cash flowing for him. And that additional cash flow was creating something in his life that assisted him with not having to do those side hustle things. The other thing that he learned was that real estate didn't require like 24/7 attention to the side hustle. Yeah, it didn't require that because once he acquired the asset and he found a great resident to live in that asset was pretty much on cruise control. It didn't require a lot of his time. So he started buying assets. I think he mentioned yesterday that he had something like, 15 different single family assets before he discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, why does a guy like Wybo need something like Lifestyles Unlimited if he's already achieving success investing in real estate? Well, here's why. Because what he was doing was ineffective. It really was. It was ineffective. Now, some of you are like shouting at the radio, dude, he's got 15 single family houses. How's that ineffective? Because if he had done it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, he probably would have had something like 45 single family houses. I'm just making a point. So here's the thing that Wybo discovered when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He discovered that he didn't know as much about real estate investing as he thought he did. So he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he went through something called the Financial Freedom Seminar. This is a 16-hour course that every Lifestyles Unlimited new member goes through. I went through it. Wybo went through it. The 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited go through it. And why is this course so important? Because this course is taught to you by somebody who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member, who's a multimillionaire, who has success investing not only in single family, but also in multifamily assets. And they not only have the gift of teaching you something you don't know, they're passionate about what they do, and they are genuinely concerned about your success. So Wybo attends the Financial Freedom Seminar in Northern California in the Bay Area. Yeah, we actually take the course out across the country so that everybody in the country has an opportunity to attend without having to come to Texas, where Lifestyles Unlimited is based. So he attends the Financial Freedom Seminar in Northern California, and he discovers that what he had been doing for single family investments was ineffective. He flat out said it yesterday on yesterday's show. He said, you know what? I realized that there was a better way to invest in single family. So after he attended the first day of the Financial Freedom Seminar, by the way, it's a two-day educational course, he realized that maybe he needed to change what he was doing. So he was formulating in his mind different ways to approach single family investing. And then he went to the second day of the Financial Freedom Seminar. In the second day of the Financial Freedom Seminar, we focus purely on multifamily investments. Now, this is a type of investing that Wibo was unfamiliar with. He did not know that he could invest in multifamily assets. He thought single family was the only thing that he could buy. But he learned in the second day of the Financial Freedom Seminar that he could buy multifamily assets. And I will tell you this. It was the game changer that he needed to hear because he realized he could divest himself of his single family assets and he could buy multifamily assets. Now, he was living in the Bay Area, which is basically the San Francisco area of Northern California, and he wanted to buy multifamily assets. But he didn't want to travel to Texas. He didn't want to travel to Arizona. He didn't want to travel any place outside of a two-hour radius of where he lived because that was something that he did with his single-family assets. Let me restate that. He didn't travel outside of a two-hour radius to buy single-family assets. What he did was he bought single-family assets within a two-hour radius of where he lived. So he thought, I'll do the same thing with multifamily. Now, ironically, back in the day, back when Wibo was doing this, Lifestyles Unlimited, we were basically telling our members, hey, don't buy multifamily assets in states that are not landlord-friendly. And California is not the most landlord-friendly state. Don't take it from me. Do your own research. But we were advising people, stay away from non-landlord-friendly states because it could cause you problems. But Wibo, He was motivated. He was focused. He understood the Sacramento market, and he felt that he could make it work because Sacramento still hadn't gotten as crazy as the rest of the state when he was buying his single family assets. So he decided he was going to be a trailblazer. He was going to find a multifamily asset in the Sacramento market, and he did. He found a 28-unit apartment community, and he wound up buying it. And he applied the Lifestyles Unlimited modality to investing to that asset, and he made great returns. Now, he didn't do this by himself. He became something called a lead investor. What's a lead investor? A lead investor is somebody that buys an asset and brings in other Lifestyles Unlimited members so that they can raise additional capital, and he used that additional capital to buy that 28-unit apartment community. And he bought it, he improved it, he operated it, and he made great returns for all of his investors. He had cracked the code, but there was a problem. California was changing, and he realized he needed to find some other way to invest. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you what that was. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I'm doing so by reflecting on yesterday's show. Now, Wibo is a guy that came to America, and he was trying to crack the American dream. And he did pretty well for himself. He wound up in the tech industry in Northern California over in the Bay Area. But he was stuck in the rat race. He was trying to find a way to get out of the rat race. So he was doing everything as a side hustle he could do in order to try and step away from being in the tech industry and replace that income by doing stuff in a side hustle. He found that by investing in single family assets, he could make a difference in his life, and it didn't take a bunch of his time to do it. So one asset after another, he started buying real estate, single family assets in the Sacramento market of California. Now, back in 2016, when all this was going on, Sacramento was not as crazy as it is today. What do I mean by crazy? Well, Sacramento was still kind of a little bit landlord friendly, but what Weibo realized was that Sacramento started changing from 2016 through 2018, and it started following the trend of the rest of the state. In other words, it started becoming more landlord unfriendly. Well, he had discovered by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited that he could transition away from single family assets and he could buy multifamily assets. And he bought a multifamily asset. He was the first guy to buy a multifamily lead deal in the Northern California market amongst all the Lifestyles Unlimited members back in 2017, because the rest of us had been educated to stay away from landlord unfriendly states. So he decided, because he wanted to be within a 2-hour radius of where he lived, to buy a multifamily asset in Northern California. So he bought a 28-unit apartment community with the help of his fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members who came in as passive investors, and they invested in the deal, and he owned and operated that property. But as 2018 started to roll around, he started to realize that Sacramento was starting to change. It was starting to follow the trend of the rest of the state. It was starting to become landlord unfriendly. So he decided he would look into a different market. And because he still wanted to be within a 2-hour radius of where he lived, he decided he would go to a place called Arizona. He decided that the Phoenix market, based on what he was doing in tech, he learned that the Phoenix market was growing exponentially and it could support what he was trying to do with multifamily investing. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, Al, Phoenix, Arizona is not a 2-hour drive from Northern California. And you know what? You're right. But it's a 2-hour flight from Northern California. So he could get on an airplane in San Jose, California, and he could be in Phoenix in less than 2 hours. So because of that modality of travel, he was able to buy an asset in Phoenix, Arizona. Now get this, Weibo was the first guy to buy and own and operate a multifamily real estate asset in Northern California. And he was the first guy to buy, own, and operate a multifamily asset in Phoenix, Arizona. Weibo is a trailblazer. He was the guy, and I will give him credit. He is the guy that cracked the code on the Arizona market. And today, Lifestyles Unlimited members own a ton of real estate in the Arizona marketplace. Now, there are two primary markets that we invest in, Phoenix and Tucson. And get this, Weibo was the first guy to buy a multifamily asset in Tucson, Arizona. Again, he's the trailblazer. And what Weibo learned over time was that he was able to invest in Phoenix and enjoy the benefits of a landlord-friendly state. And in doing so, he was able to make great rates of return, not only for himself, but for his fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members that were invested with him. What ultimately happened was Weibo was able to leave his tech industry job. He was able to step away from that tech industry job in Northern California. And because all of his assets at this point are in Arizona, he didn't need to keep living in Northern California unless that's what he wanted to do. But he decided, even though Northern California is a beautiful place to live, the traffic is nuts, though. Let me just be clear about that. Traffic in Northern California is terrible, but it's a beautiful place to live. He decided he was going to give all that up. He was going to give up the beauty of Northern California, and he was going to move to the desert. So he moved to Phoenix, Arizona. He grabbed the wife. He grabbed the kids. They went to Phoenix, and he has not looked back. Since that time, Weibo has been buying multifamily assets in the Arizona marketplace. And in doing so, he has built up a portfolio that's an amazing portfolio. Now, if you remember the beginning of the show, I mentioned to you that Weibo came from very humble beginnings. He is literally a rags to riches story. And today, Weibo has well over $1 billion of real estate under his control. Yeah, I think it's a pretty incredible success story. So what about you? How do you get to the other side of the railroad tracks? How do you achieve financial freedom in your life? Well, the simplest way to do it is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and sign up for a free workshop. I mean, that's what Wibo did. We will help you achieve success by using real estate as the catalyst to get you out of the rat race. How do you get out of the rat race, and how do you get into the lifestyle that you've always wanted? Well, I'm going to suggest to you that maybe you buy single family assets. As a matter of fact, one of our realtors as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team, Moon sent me a property just before I came on the air. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this property. It's in the greater Houston market. It was originally built in 1971. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home. It's about 1,700 square feet, and all fixed up, it's worth $234,000. But you're not going to pay $234,000 for this property because that would be ineffective. Well, you should pay $115,000 for this property. And some of you are going, wait a minute, dude, that's like 50 cents on the dollar. That's my point. You need to buy this property right. You do not pay what it's worth all fixed up because this property is not all fixed up. This property is distressed. This property has issues. This property needs a lot of rehab to the tune of about $70,000 in rehab. But here's the point. When you buy the property for $115,000 and you put about $70,000 into the property in rehab and about another $10,000 in closing and holding costs, you're going to capture something called equity in the property. What does that mean, capture equity in the property? Well, what it means is when you take your acquisition price of $115,000, your rehab costs and your closing costs, you're only going to pay $194,000 total price for the property. So the difference between $194,000 and $234,000 is $40,000 in equity that you're going to capture in this property. It's additional equity over and above the money that you put into the property. This is the lesson that Wibo learned when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because he was not purchasing property this way. He was purchasing it the way that maybe you think you should buy property, which is an ineffective way to buy property. Now, here's the kicker. In order to buy this property, you don't need to put 25% down. You only need to put $24,000 into the property. So your total equity in the property is going to be $64,000. You heard me correctly, $64,000 worth of equity, and it only cost you $24,000 to buy the property. Now, I know many of you listening to me, you have $24,000 available to you that you could use to buy this property. But it doesn't end there. I do need to point out that your return on capital gains, when you consider you're making an additional $40,000 in equity on this property, and it's only costing you $24,000 to buy that equity, is giving you a 167% return on investment just on the capital gains. Now, this property also produces something called cash flow. In other words, it is spendable money that goes into your pocket. It doesn't go into an IRA. It doesn't go into a 401k. It doesn't go into any of those government-endorsed savings accounts, because that's what I think all those retirement plans are. They're just savings accounts. This is money that goes into your pocket, and you can use it to offset your expenses of living and thereby get you on track to replacing your income. So how much cash flow would you make on this particular property? $369 per month. $369 per month. And when you annualize that, that's like giving yourself a raise of over $4,400 per year. So the question I have for you is this. When's the last time your boss gave you a $4,400 a year raise? And here's the thing. You don't have to wait for your boss to give you that raise. You can give yourself that raise. That cash flow represents an 18.5% return on investment just on the cash flow. 18.5% return on investment. But that's not the only way that you're going to make money in this particular asset. Another way that you're going to make money in this asset is something called principal paydown. because you're going to put a note on this property, and that note's going to be worth about $175,500. Every month when you make that mortgage payment, a portion goes to interest, which is a business write-off, and a portion goes to principal reduction, which reduces the amount of money that you owe on this property, and in doing so, it increases your equity. So you're getting a principal pay down benefit on this asset. You're also getting the benefit of something called natural appreciation. What's natural appreciation? Natural appreciation is based on the concept that real estate tends to double in value every 20 years. A little faster in some areas, a little slower in other areas, but 20 years seems to be that sweet spot. So how do you factor natural appreciation? What is that increase that you get year over year? Well, it works out to be about 3.5%. So in year one, you're going to get over $8,000 of additional equity in the property. In year two, you're going to get about $8,500 of additional equity. In year three, you're going to get almost $8,800 of additional equity. In year four, you're going to get over $9,000 of additional equity. And in year five, you're going to get almost $9,400 in additional equity. What it means is that property that you acquired for an original after repair value of $234,000 will go up in value to a price point of approximately $278,000. That is an additional $44,000 in equity. It gives you approximately 183% return on investment just on the appreciation. Am I blowing your mind yet? Well, I should be blowing your mind, because what I'm trying to point out to you is that there are relevant ways for you to make money just by buying one single family asset, and that single family asset can go to work for you without you going to work for the asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? So you're probably wondering, okay, so when you take into consideration all these different ways that we make money in real estate, how much return on investment would I make if I were to hold the property for 5 years? Your net return on investment would be a 366% return on investment over 5 years. 366% return over 5 years. Now, I'm going to let you do the math. Take 366% and divide that by 5 years. Go ahead. I'll give you a moment to do that. What did you get? You got an annualized return of about 73% return on investment year over year, when you take into consideration the five different ways we make money in real estate. 73% return on investment. And that's just one asset. The point I want to make is that you don't stop with one asset. You buy a second asset, and then you buy a third asset, and then you buy a fourth asset, and you start getting these returns on investment one asset at a time. And they go up in value over time by producing the five different ways we make money in real estate: the cash flow, the equity capture, the principal pay down, the natural appreciation. And here's the kicker. I didn't even talk to you about the tax advantages of being a real estate investor, where the income streams that you make on the cash flow are normally completely offset by the depreciation write-offs that the Internal Revenue Service requires you to take on the property. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. So what's holding you back? Why can't you do what Wibo did? Why can't you be the next Wibo? I think you can be the next Wibo. And in order for you to get started, what you need to do is you need to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, I want you to sign up for the next free workshop that makes sense for you. Because here's the point. Once you have the education, once you have the knowledge, there's going to be no stopping you, just like there was no stopping Wibo. And here's the other thing I want you to know. I want you to get started.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.